Your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Networks.
Welcome to The Doctor Is In. With me, Dr. Dinothra Archer Cartwright. I'm a family medicine specialist. And tonight's show is brought to you by Medical Concierge Services for all your medical healthcare needs. It's our family medicine clinic located on Collins Avenue in the Bahamas Heart Center. You can hit us up at 326-1521. Also, our WhatsApp line, 432-4010. You can find us on Facebook and Instagram, and of course, our website, www.mcsfamilymedicine.com. So we are a full-on family medicine clinic. We do NHI and a lot of other services that you can take a look at on our website, including IV vitamins. We're doing a really amazing kind of thing with that, where you get 20% off and a free consult. So if you were interested in the vitamins, it's a great time to come and check it out up at Medical Concierge Services. So I hope you guys are having a really great summer so far. It's really, really hot. And so you really have to stay hydrated and take really good care of yourself. And I hope all of you enjoyed Father's Day. Shout out to my husband. So we had a nice Father's Day. And so make sure to take care of the men that are in your lives. So I hope everyone had a really nice Father's Day. We're going to do a topic tonight that we were supposed to do last week, basically because we were kind of focusing on the men. But, you know, I went off into this whole idea of this higher concept of, you know, kind of reaching our full potential and what that means into this country. And I thought it was an important discussion to have. And we had quite a few calls. People were really interested in that. So I'm glad that we were able to have that conversation. But tonight, it's all about the men. We're going to talk about men's health, things that are important for our guys out there. And women out there, you know, listen in, share with your husbands or your significant others, whoever they may be, your sons. It's all important because men tend not to look out for their health as much as women. And women tend to have a longer lifespan than most men. And so men, it's great to listen in and start tapping into your health. A lot of men that do come into the clinic, their wives bring them or their girlfriends bring them. But I am glad to say that you know, we're seeing now even the men are not bringing their wives. So that's a really great thing that there's a shift in this health thing where we are seeing our men who are concerned about their health, want to do something early on, who want to prevent disease. And so we catch a lot of things early, pre-diabetes or hypertension, and we can help you start on that journey. So we're going to talk tonight really about what's important for our guys out there. And it's good to know overall all of these things. So the first topic in this whole thing I want to talk about is some of the main issues that are out there in terms of health for most men. And of course, number one on the list is for, and this goes for all of us, but for our guys out there, physical activity and nutrition. We have a lot of people that say, you know, well, I'm active or I have an active job, but they don't take out time for any kind of physical activity. And really, physical activity and nutrition is the cornerstone of a healthy way of life. And so research indicates that starting physically, staying very physically active can help prevent and delay a lot of certain diseases, especially some of the diseases that we're going to talk about in men cancers, heart disease, diabetes, and it relieves also depression. We don't think about mental health when it comes to our men, but you know, there are a lot of men that are suffering also from anxiety and depression. And so you have to kind of look out for those things. But if you kind of have a really good physical activity and nutrition, sometimes you can heal those things without even having to do much more than that. So physical activity can improve your mood, and inactivity also accompanies advancing age, but it doesn't have to. So how active do you want to be? Well, you have to get started now, because it's kind of like I tell people, you either use it or you lose it. So if you're not using it often, you're going to get more likely you're going to not be able to use it later on in life. There's a concept called fragility, which basically says that the things that you do now when you're well, they kind of add up and give you almost like a surplus or like some extra in the bag if something was to happen or as you get older. So you really want to do those things when you are able to, so you don't get to the point where you're not able to. And so we don't have a lot of this here, but what places like China and other places that have been, there are a lot of local places that you can go where there's health activities going on, churches, senior centers, shopping malls, other places where they would have continuously have exercise programs, walking programs for seniors or older persons. So exercise and eating habits are super good for you. It's important for successful aging to eat foods rich in nutrients and to avoid empty calories such as candies and sweets. So physical activity is going to be on top of the list for men out there. Being overweight and obese. If we look at worldwide, about 39% of men are going to be overweight, and perhaps another 11-12% are going to be obese. You know that obesity is a bigger problem here in the Bahamas. So on top of that, we have to look at that. So being overweight or being obese, your chances of dying from hypertension, diabetes, coronary artery disease, stroke, gallbladder disease, osteoarthritis is potential. So a lot of people that come in that have problems with osteoarthritis, especially our men, they are usually quite overweight or obese. So if you start gaining that weight in your 40s, your 50s, into your 60s, is a lot more stress that are going to be on your joints. And what I would say for a lot of guys who might have done sports early on in their life and may have had injuries or had trauma, you know, that just all makes it worse. So being overweight and obesity affects sleep apnea, respiratory problems, can lead to persons having cholesterol issues. And also there's a link to prostate and colon cancer. So those are some of the cancers that our men face as well. Tobacco smoke, men are more likely to be smokers. And tobacco smoke or any type of smoking is the most preventable cause of illness out there. So premature death in the United States is now called tobacco-dependent diseases. So there are a lot of diseases that are directly linked, especially cancers, to cigarette smoke. So smoking, just something that you should completely take off your list. So smokers who try to quit are more successful when they have support of their physician. So if you are a smoker and you want to quit, you definitely want to talk to your doctor and they will get you kind of on the road to all that. Another issue with our men out there that we see a lot more, I guess, in men than women is substance abuse. Substance abuse usually means drugs or alcohol. And these are two areas we don't often associate as much with women, but also seniors, older persons. There can also be issues with this. And so a lot of people self-medicate. A lot of people use, some people are using illegal drugs, even marijuana. And there's a big discussion right now about marijuana and whether it should be, you know, used medicinally or legally. It's interesting that I did a presentation at our most recent medical association conference, and I was on the opposing side, so I had to present on why we shouldn't use medical marijuana in the Bahamas. It's quite interesting. I have to look to see if they have a tape on that. But I actually won that debate, and so that was pretty interesting. But yeah, that is a problem, something that's a problem, I don't know how you can then kind of move on to how do you use it in society when you haven't fixed the problem that you do have with it. But here we are in the Bahamas. All right. So STDs, HIV, AIDS, between 11 and 15% of cases in the United States are seniors. So older men are also a part of that batch. And so you STDs in general, it's not just young people, people of all different ages. If you're sexually active, then you have to consider HIV, AIDS, and other STDs that are out there. And of course, mental health issues. I've seen quite a few men also with dementia as well. So it should not be a normal part of aging. My grandmother is 99. She does not have dementia. She pretty much has a good memory about anything. In fact, you would call her about stuff because she's that good and she's 99 years old. So you do not have to have dementia. And dementia can be caused by certain diseases, reactions to medications, infection, nutritional imbalances, diabetes, renal failure. All of these things play a factor on people actually having dementia. And there are really a lot of different forms. The one that you may know often would be Alzheimer's disease. And you can also have temporary forms of dementia that are linked to other health issues. When we're screening for dementia, we look also like at STDs and different things that may not have been treated and things that can be managed. The most common late in life mental health condition is depression, however, and if that is left untreated, you can have problems with that as well. So injury and violence, a lot more injuries. Men are more prone to sometimes injuries and violence. So falls, injuries, different traumatic events. Also with that environmental quality, and that's kind of like a governmental thing. And we, they're talking a lot about air pollution, those types of things. We don't really have that here, but that could be a problem as well. And of course, access to health. We have to think about, what that means. And over the years, there have been specialized clinics for men. So men can feel comfortable coming to the doctor and doing those things. You know, a lot of PSAs, prostate, different stuff like that targeted directly to men. So we have seen a shift where we do realize that we have to have some focus on our men in the environment and in our communities in terms of their health. Next, we're going to talk a little bit about the 8 most common health issues to watch out for as a man. And we mentioned how a lot of men may struggle, especially with their mental or physical health, and it causes them at times to want to skip their checkup. So, I don't want to hear anything bad. I know I'm not doing the right thing, so I'm just not going to go to the doctor. But it's important to go because this is where you get a lot of your screening. And this ensures that you can find things really early and ensure that you live longer and healthier lives. So men who don't take their health in mind and their body seriously can end up developing a lot of serious health diseases and health issues. There's a medical gender gap in a sense, and the consequences are real. And according to the CDC, men dying about 5 years earlier than women. So 5 years. So it's quite clear that there is an advantage to coming in and seeing your physician. News is that you can do a lot of things to take control of your health. You can start by prioritizing prevention, and you can start by eating better, quitting bad habits like smoking that we talked about, attending your regular checkups. And if you don't have a chronic disease, we're talking about like once per year. So there are several types of steps that you can take to avoid some of the most common health problems at any age. And so the number one problem in men is going to be heart disease. More men die of heart disease than any other cause of death. Men can play an active role in their health by managing their unique risk factors. They should be eating a balanced diet with fruit and vegetables, quit smoking, staying quite active, reducing stress in your lives, and taking medications as instructed by your healthcare provider. So those are really important things. and getting those regular checkups. So these are visits, are opportunities to get the proper screening and tests, like checking your blood pressure, checking your cholesterol, and that may help to detect heart problems before they become more serious. So if you have a simple problem, you may be able to see that and you can start treatment. You can still have targeted health goals in mind, specifically for what's going on with you. And this will allow you to have a better quality of life in the long run. So that's why it's important for you to come in. You don't have to be sick to go to the doctor. Like my specialty, we are really preventivists in a sense that we really focus on prevention. So my ideal patient is well. And I want to keep that patient well and keep them on the road to wellness. We see everybody, chronic disease, everything like that. We can manage that. But you really want that well patient that you can follow through life and keep them well. Or someone who, you know, if they're pre-hypertensive, pre-diabetic, keeping them off of medication makes me really, really happy. You know, a lot of people, you do meet them, they're on a lot of medication, you're going to do a lot of things with them. You want to try to keep them from getting more medication added and properly manage the problems they have. But if you can prevent those things, that is golden. And that'll keep you from having to have hospitalizations in the future, which can be very costly. Nobody wants to end up in hospital. And so, the cost and effect ratio of that is just amazing, because if you take care of yourself early on, you can spend less on healthcare later in your life, and that's what you would really need. And so number two on our list for men is cancers. Cancer follows heart disease as the second leading cause of death among American men, and we're very similar. The CDC reports common cancers diagnosed in men include skin, prostate, colorectal cancer, and lung cancers. Provided suggests a combination of a healthy lifestyle, regular screening to keep these cancers at bay. Simple actions like wearing sunscreen, limiting processed foods, you know, red meat. I don't have a problem with people eating red meat. Small quantities, high quality meats. Quitting smoking, of course, as we talked about. And then talking to your provider about getting the appropriate test and looking at what you need to do specifically to reduce your cancer risk. And this is why it's really, really important to have also your family history, because that gives us a lot of idea of, especially when it comes to screening, if you have a high risk of particular diseases, we can screen earlier, such as prostate or colon cancer. We can screen earlier for those things. So for men, for prostate, you know, it's going to be the DRE or PSA test that we do, that we can check the blood for elevated hormones that are produced by your prostate. And so usually I would start with that, and then you can get a digital rectal exam after that. So that gives you some information. So that's really important. And then, of course, your colon cancer screening is going to be you're going to get scoped, where they would actually take a look in there, make sure everything is okay. And then that test only needs to be done about every 10 years, unless you have a high risk profile, as in strong family history. So a lot of that screening test you can get done. And then after that, it's not so bad. And it gives you a chance to really kind of talk about your family history when you're going in to see your physician. So that's really, really important. Number three on our list for men is diabetes. Compared to women, men have a higher risk of getting type 2 diabetes at a lower. This is really, really interesting. So women tend to, and I just had this conversation with a gentleman, women tend to tolerate weight a lot better than men in terms of disease, because, you know, it's almost a distribution of fat that is healthy almost for a woman, hips and stuff like that. It's abdominal fat that usually leads to disease. And so with most men, you'll find that their weight or their adipose tissue around their stomach is where a lot of them carry their weight. And so, you know, they've found that men are at a higher risk of getting type 2 diabetes at a lower weight. So you say, oh, that late. And I always tell people not to compare as well. So just because someone weighs more than you doesn't mean that they might have diabetes. You have to think about environment, which you're putting in your body, as well as genetics. So this is partly because men's bodies have more belly fat, like I was describing, which increase and in itself raises the risk of chronic disease. So managing your weight and getting more exercise can help reduce this risk. It's also good to know your risk for pre-diabetes so you can take action early and so you can take a test for pre-diabetes. So I tend to do the HbA1c, and we also do a random glucose test to check for that. So for our men who are carrying a lot of weight across their weight, a lot of adipose tissue, you know, you really should get tested because you are at a higher risk for diabetes. But that's where a lot of men do carry their weight. Erectile dysfunction is number 4 on our list. So erectile dysfunction is common in men, especially those older than the age of 75, but it doesn't mean that it should impact your life like that. Treatments and medications are available, actions, and a lot of things can be remedied by, you know, controlling your chronic diseases, quitting smoking, limiting your alcohol intake are all pretty good. And if you have symptoms or a problem, get it checked out because it could be reversible. It could be a sign of a more severe issue such as diabetes or blood pressure. So if you are having erectile dysfunction, this is something that, you know, could be fixable, could be something that can be managed. And so you want to go in and get a full check and scan so that you know that it's not anything that's going to be leads to death, you know. And don't be afraid of that. You know, it's hard some people to have that conversation, but that's why it's very important to find a doctor that you're really comfortable with, and you can go in and kind of tell them what's going on with you and be free to give them that information. But erectile dysfunction is number 4 on our list for men. And this can happen at varying ages. You have men for different reasons who've had erectile dysfunction in their 40s, 50s, all the way up, even though it's something that you expect in older men, there could be different reasons or things that are going on. There's also a psychological component to erectile dysfunction. So you can have people who are going through immense stress, or they're dealing with something deep down that they it's becoming a physical manifestation. So those are other things that could affect sexual activity and erectile dysfunction. Number 5 on our list for men would be HPV and other STDs. So as the most common sexually transmitted infection, HPV or human papillomavirus often resolves on its own. But still some men with HPV can develop certain health problems such as penile cancers, genital warts from infection. HPV vaccines are available. But it tends to clear on its own. Now, it came out of why HPV and vaccine for HPV, especially in younger persons, came about is because there was some concern that giving a woman HPV may lead to like cervical cancers and different things. So it's a viral kind of thing. It does clear on its own, but it is considered an STD. And there are a lot of other STDs, chlamydia, gonorrhea, all of those things. And depending, some people may not have symptoms when they have these things. So if you are sexually active out there and you're not using protection, or if you are using protection, but you're out there doing whatever you're doing, we recommend every 6 months to come in and get screened, for sure. And if you have an incident, then, you know, you also come in and get screened. So that's really important because, if you cannot have any symptoms, you could have an STD, and it can affect your a lot of your health later on, including your fertility. So that is something that, you know, is a big one in the male community. And it's a lot of times that's when you would see a lot of men come in for some type of screening. It's related to sometimes that, or they have a question about one of their partners. And so we get a lot of men more for like some sexual health stuff. So low testosterone, and this comes up quite often. Testosterone starts to drop by the time the man is in his mid-30s. So, but it is that natural decline causes some unwelcome symptoms, such as lowering your sex drive, trouble concentrating, these types of things. You should ask your provider whether you need to get a blood test to check your hormones, so your provider can help their underlying issues that may be causing you to have low T, and then to discuss options of how to replace that or how to get that back in place. So low testosterone, that kind of comes up with men, especially with aging. And so some men want to know, is their testosterone low and what can they do to boost their testosterone? You know, so that is something that is also one of the things that comes up quite a bit with men, and that is considered to be on the list as number 6 in issues that men tend to have. The next one, and we touched on this just a little bit when we spoke a little bit broadly about mental health, is depression, which is usually goes quite undiagnosed in men because the symptoms don't always align with what we expect. So women tend to have the classical symptoms of depression, whereas men sometimes experience depression and they may display that as anger or irritability rather than sadness. And so if you see there's a great change in a person's mood, this might be it. So they are also more likely to sweep their feelings under the rug. You know, men are supposed to be tough, they're not supposed to cry. So if they're going through a hard time, they may not display it the way that a woman may. And if you suspect that you're suffering from depression, you want to start taking the steps with talking to your provider and, find someone who's not going to be judgmental, who's properly trained, and kind of go through why you're in that place and what they can do. And, you know, with depression, even with major depression, you know, talk therapy is a good way to start. Some people require medication. Some people just need to change certain counseling, those types of things. So not everybody will end up on medication if you're depressed. So it's good to speak about to your doctor and kind of find out maybe what may be causing your depression. Well, according to health.org, they said that men got hit harder during COVID. They had a higher risk of hospitalization, interventions, and even deaths, and all that. So that's one thing that they put out there. I didn't really see that here in the Bahamas, maybe in the United States, but I'll have to take a look at our Bahamian statistics. So you really need to take action as a man with preventative care, proactive care, and no matter what your health issues are, you need to kind of face them and try to figure out what is best for your well-being by taking preventative steps and taking care of your body from the inside and out. And going to your healthcare provider, getting the recommended test, getting your annual physical is extremely important. So we're going to take a break and we're going to open the phone lines. But when we come back, we're going to talk about the 7 ways to improve men's health. We touched on some of these things. We're going to go a little bit more in detail of what you need to do. And you can jump into the conversation if you have a question, if you've been thinking about your health, guys, or, you know, if you anything to do with that. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. So we're going to take a quick break on the Doctor's In with me, Dr. D. Archer, and we'll be right back.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to Guardian Talk Radio on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The new Guardian Radio app is here. Listen live to all our Guardian Radio shows and live video stream select programs in our studio. Get information about Guardian Radio shows and our hosts. Send messages, including text, email, and even call. All from our amazing new Guardian Radio app. Download it free today in your App Store for your Apple device or Play Store for your Android device. The all-new and improved Guardian Radio app.
This is 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Hello, and we're back on the Doctor's Inn with me, Dr. Janothra Archer Cartwright. Tonight, we're talking about men's health, things that men need to do to keep their health up. Men tend to die 5 years earlier than women, so we want to bring them back up to par. We want them to be concerned about their health earlier on and get the preventative health that we need. So we're talking a bit about that. We're going to just open up the phone lines if you want to join the conversation. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Just on a little bit of a side note, a few weeks I did talk about with Belinda Wilson about the schools. I'm getting ready to put together something to give to the Rumkey All-Age School. But as I was speaking to her, she told me that they had some other needs, a fridge and a stove. They had a really bad fire last year, and they're just kind of recuperating. So if you want to help out with that as well, you can give me a shout and send me an email or give me a call at the office, 326-1521, and say you want to help or donate. I'm going to try and put something together for the all-age school there. And also maybe prepare some stuff for one of the schools here in Nassau. So I'm encouraging everybody to, as the school year comes in, to look at one of your local schools that may need some assistance, or a teacher that is a hard worker that you may be able to help with something in the classroom. And if you're able to do something, great. That'd be wonderful. Also, we're having a great special. If you check out our page at Medical Concierge Services, we've just got a new stock of B12 in, so people are coming in for their B12 for energy, and you have a deficiency, anything like that, we do a shot of B12. It's really good for people with fatigue. You need energy, increasing your metabolism. You can check that out on our Facebook page, Medical Concierge Services. Okay, so we were talking about men's health, and we were kind of looking now at what all do we need to do in a little bit more detail. And so I found a really interesting article on the 7 easy ways to improve a man's health by Brian Jones. And it talks about the fact that men are more likely to take care of their health, which we kind of talked about. And they're also more likely to have unhealthy habits, such as smoking, drinking alcohol excessively. Men don't make drastic changes to improve their overall health and well-being, and it's easy to make simple changes every single day. What I do find, though, that when I do get through to men, they work really, really hard, and they're able to make drastic changes to me, even sometimes more drastic than our women, when they really, really get into it and they decide to make that change. So I think it's about reaching that person and kind of getting them to understand how important their health is and what it means to be healthy. And so these are some of the 7 tips. Of course, as we talked about exercise, we have to just stop making excuses. So, some of the things that we hear is, I don't have the time, I'll get to it next week, it's too expensive, and many excuses and other excuses to just avoid going to our doctor and making healthier choices. And it's just time to stop making excuses and start committing to your health. I actually did a really good shift in my job because I was realizing that I didn't have the time to exercise and do the things I needed to do. So I had to rearrange my schedule and cut some things out so I could get back to it, because it's so important. And after a while, you just realize when you're not feeling your best, and you got to get back to the gym or playing a sport or doing something. So you have to schedule time for your medical checkups, and you have to schedule time for your exercise, and you have to schedule time to prepare nutritious meals. It's not easy. You have to take out the time to specifically carve that out. And so for a lot of people, money is a concern. And so you want to look for free, affordable health and wellness programs. Even if you're coming through the NHI program, we tend to help you with your health and wellness programs. And so taking care of yourself is worth the time, guys. You have to do it. All right. So you're losing five or more years of your life by just not taking care of yourself. So getting some exercise, right? Regular exercise keeps your body strong and healthy. And men who are physically fit and active tend to have a decrease in that risk of heart disease that we talked about, which is the number one killer, which is leading to cause of death in men, according to the CDC. So if you're not, if you're new to working out, you want to consider maybe getting a trainer or joining a group or doing something within a fitness class. If the gym isn't something that you like, you want to look for an activity such as swimming or hiking or playing a sport such as softball. You want to try and add cardio exercises into your workout. We do say about 4 times a week for about 30 minutes is going to be really good for cardio. And if you can do more, then that would also be great. But you want to do some strength training as well as some cardio exercises. And that's going to give you the best results. Portion control, guys, we in general, Bahamians eat large portions. And some of our men get away with eating extremely large portions. So if saying no to your favorite junk foods is going to be really hard, a great way to just get started is to just cut back, reduce. Reduce the amount of unhealthy food that you are eating by serving yourself smaller portions. So instead of eating chips out the bag, put some in a bowl to control your serving sizes. Eating from a smaller, eat less food overall, and still feel full. I guess eating slower, drinking more water, those types of things are going to be super important for that. So instead of getting a large, you want to maybe do a medium. I always tell a lot of people that they drink the calories as well. So a lot of these places will give you a really large soft drink or something like that. Downsize that to like a water or a smaller drink. And you can do that, just help you to cut back on sugar and calories and all of those things. So guys, we need to cut down on your portions. So consider that the next time you take up your food, cut that down by half, and you're ready on your start to a healthier lifestyle. So eating more good foods. As you limit the bad foods you eat, you want to make an effort to eat more foods that are going to be good for you. So that would be your fruit, your vegetables. These are essential parts of your balanced diet. And it doesn't have to, like, people get bored of salad and they're like, what else can I eat? What else can I eat? You can look for different vegetables, especially at summertime, like all the vegetables are going to be coming out. And so you want to look in that whole section of vegetables. You know, that's really the biggest section at the food store, is usually like the vegetable and fruit, the produce section. And we kind of whiz through there, and we're very selective about what we take out of there. But take a little bit more time to kind of see if there are some other things in there that you can do. Try some vegetables or fruits that you haven't tried before. Find interesting recipes on how you can incorporate them into your foods, like zucchini, using it as noodles rather than just eating like a zucchini instead of your traditional pasta, allow you to enjoy the flavors you love, and you can get the health benefits. So finding innovative ways of introducing really healthy foods into your diet is a really, really great way to go. I do kind of do that, but eating healthy, we've got more farmers markets now, so you can try to eat more local as well. I would consider that more healthy because you're going to get a chance to mostly get organic or non-GMO food. Hopefully, I hope that's what they're growing out there. Also, just better nutrients overall from the food here. And they've got a couple of different markets around, government-sponsored and other. And gives you a chance. It's also the time that a lot of behemoth fruits are quite frequent. So, you know, you can get a lot of behemoth fruits and stuff that are also growing. And this may be a great way to get nutrition and fresh fruit for cheaper prices. That's why everyone should have be growing a couple of fruit trees in their backyard, because those things really are nutritious. Our neighbor just gave us some mangoes, but I've got a bunch of soursop trees. I put a bunch of soursop trees in the boat with all this in the back there, but I've got a couple. My mother always had a nice, really big one in there. We've got guavas. We've got some plums growing in the back there. We have a berry tree. What's it called? I can't remember right now, but we get mulberries. Oh, wonderful, wonderful when those mulberries come out. So we have a variety of different fruits that we do have in our backyard. So when the seasons start rolling by, it's just amazing. And then you don't have to buy these things because you're just picking them off the tree. In fact, a lot of times we are giving those away. And so it's great to plant. If you don't have anything, you know, start this summer, you know, start planting now. So maybe in a couple of seasons, you'll be there. Until then, you know, find some friends who have really great fruit trees. But there seems to be a lot of mangoes out there. People are practicing. So, you know, those really yucky ones that you buy in that certain place that are like $3, you can get now even greater ones for free. You know, avocados are probably coming out soon as well. So these are really great ways of adding more good food into your regular diet. And it doesn't have to be expensive, especially if you're going to go with local stuff that's grown, or maybe even grow some of this stuff yourself. A really big one, reducing stress. It's a stressful time. A lot of men come in dealing with stress. And so stress can lead to both weight gain. And so sometimes you're like, why am I gaining weight? I'm not really doing anything different. The stress can be a cause of weight gain. Stress can also lead to a decline in your mental health. It creates a high risk of heart problems and other serious effects. People are not aware how strongly stress and mental stress can cause physical manifestations, such as like anxiety and tachycardia and all these different things. So reducing stress is important. So men, take stress seriously and take steps to reduce your stress in your life. If you can eliminate stressors, make an effort to reduce them. You want to manage your stress. And stress can look difficult. And so if you're not aware, maybe sometimes of what it is, it's sitting down and having that conversation with your provider, which will allow you to do that. So you have to find ways to stay calm, and you want to take deep breaths. You want to do things that you enjoy that'll take you out of a stressful situation, like being with your friends or hanging out, exercising, listening to music, or participating in an activity that you really enjoy or you find relaxing. And finding the relaxation technique that works for you. So I do like deep breathing. It's very calming for me. I also kind of like, you know, prayer and meditation for myself personally. That may not work for everybody. And I do think when I go to the gym, I work out a lot of stuff and it gives me a lot of clarity. So that's kind of my stress thing. So find kind of what works for you, and then kind of just feeling stress, what you can do to relieve that stress. And being able to know your triggers for stress so that you can kind of know what to do and how to kind of set up your life to avoid really, really stressful times is a good way of dealing with stress. Okay. So you can join in our conversation 323-6232-325-4316. 325-4259. We're talking about men and their health, and how do they combat some of the ills that we talked about. And so one of my favorites, I love sleep. So going to sleep is a really, really important part of health, especially for men. And I find a lot of men do have sleep issues, especially if they're working shifts. So if you're a shift worker, sometimes that you need to change up your sleep hygiene. So it is these easy life changes, this one is really, really easy. You just want to get more sleep. So by getting the right amount of sleep, it's really important because it helps you maintain health throughout your life. And generally, experts recommend getting at least 7 hours of sleep each night. And if you have trouble sleeping, try turning off your electronics before bed and avoiding caffeine late in the afternoon. So if you're having problems with your sleep, usually what we'll do is we'll take a sleep hygiene history. We look at what may be causing your sleep, what may not causing you to go to sleep. What are you doing before? Are you drinking a lot of liquids or fluids or whatever? Because sleep is extremely important and it just kind of is a reset. And you need to go through that process of deep sleep in order to function properly as a human being and as a man. So June actually is Men's Health Month. So you do try to raise awareness about men's health issues and encourage men to be proactive with their health screenings. This is a great month and opportunity to make healthier choices and to encourage other men in your life to do the same thing. So as a part of men's health, you know, you want to go out there and get your screening done and everything. And a great time to do it. So we're going to take one more break and then we're going to be right back on the Doctor's Inn with me, Dr. D. Archer.
Always on the go? Miss the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardian.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The new Guardian Radio app is here. Listen live to all our Guardian Radio shows and live video stream select programs in our studio. Get information about Guardian Radio shows and our hosts. Send messages, including text, email, and even call. All from our amazing new Guardian Radio app. Download it free today in your App Store for your Apple device or Play Store for your Android device. The all-new and improved Guardian Radio app.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Hello, and welcome back to The Doctor Is In with me, Dr. Janotha Archer Cartwright. We are on Guardian Radio 96.9. You can also listen up to us on the Guardian Radio app. We are also live on Facebook, Dr. Janotha Archer, really easy to find every Tuesday night at 6:30 p.m. Tonight, we were talking quite a bit about men's health. Specifically, what can our men do to avoid some of the main problems that are associated with men? We talked about the top health issues for men, which included heart disease, cancers such as prostate and colon cancer, STDs, erectile dysfunction, and of course, the habits that mostly affect men with abuse of alcohol, drugs, and tobacco. And we talked about all the things that really that we encourage men to take the time, especially in this June, which is Men's Health Awareness Month, to really kind of look at the prevention side of health and making the doctor, but to make those changes that are going to help them to live a lot longer. Because women do live bit longer than men on average. And so for our men, we want to get you into those clinics and definitely see your physician. And so you want to go in and get your health checkups and all that stuff like that, and continue to do that. So one last article I kind of looked at from the Harvard Health and Publishing, Harvard Medical School, just talks about as well how the average man doesn't really look at his health compared to women, and that how these diseases affect men in general. And so getting men on board with health is becoming a bigger and bigger concern, because we want our men to have just a healthy life as everyone else. Now, a question came up a little bit about testosterone, and we touched on that earlier, question about needing testosterone. And all men definitely have testosterone level, and we mentioned that it gets lowered in your 30s. So you don't always have to replace testosterone, but it is something that people kind of think about in terms of what's happening to them, especially men as they start to have problems in life, and they wonder if what would be kind of the signs of low testosterone, right? And some of those chronic illnesses that we talked about are quite related to why you would have a lower testosterone, and this can affect many different things. And so which activities help to maintain your health and weight will lower your testosterone level. Active can help you reduce your insulin and your androgen levels naturally if you're having those particular issues. So there are even medications that may reduce your testosterone levels. Some hormonal medications can actually lower that. And then, of course, spironolactone, Zoladex, Lupron, these are things that lower testosterone. So certain indications, there may be medications that actually would lower your testosterone levels. And so you would have to look at what those would be. And we'll also just touch quickly on the signs of low testosterone, since that seems to be something that kind of comes up. So some of the signs for low testosterone can be a lower sex drive. Testosterone plays a key role in sex drive and libido. Difficulty perhaps maintaining a proper erection be a sign or a symptom that your testosterone may be low, especially if you're fairly young and or you're not expected to have those particular problems. Some people even say that low testosterone, they call it male menopause, because naturally men have a lower testosterone over time, or just a testosterone deficiency. And so we talked about low sex drive, which can be a part of it, difficulty in achieving and maintaining a proper erection. With low T, you may have difficulty achieving an erection before or after, or having problems even when you're sleeping. And these can be linked to health problems that we talked about. And this is something I really find interesting, because a lot of men don't want to take certain medication for like their high blood pressure or different things, thinking that it's going to affect that. But really, you know, a lot of those diseases actually cause you to have low T, such as diabetes and thyroid disease, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, depression, stress, and anxiety, all the things that we kind of talk about, they actually lead to a lower testosterone. So a lot of men don't come in, they don't want to take certain medications that might treat their blood pressure because they're concerned with that. But those conditions actually may lead to lower testosterone and also problems in that area. And of course, smoking and alcohol can also contribute to you having a lower testosterone as well. Hot flashes can be a sign of low testosterone. This can feel like a sudden sensation of warmth, heavy sweating, reddening of the skin, and night sweats, similar to, I guess, like what women go through. Hair loss. So testosterone plays a role in the hair production. So balding is a natural part of growing older and for many males. And while it can be hereditary, those with low testosterone may also lose hair on their bodies and facial hair as well. So if you feel like you're not just like losing hair, like as in bald and hereditary baldness, but you're losing hair on the body or facial hair, that could be a sign of low testosterone. So being extremely fatigued for a man, because you see less men are anemic, but you do have them suffering from fatigue. So males with low testosterone may report extreme fatigue and decreased energy, and you may have low T if you're consistently tired despite getting lots and lots of sleep. And it may be harder for you to be motivated to exercise. Decrease in muscle mass. So a 2000 found that testosterone affects muscles, the mass of muscles, but not necessarily the strength or the functioning. So males with low T may not even notice that they have a decrease in muscle mass, especially if they still maintain the same strength. So if you're noticing an increase in body fat, so low testosterone levels may increase body fat or cause gynecomastia, which is male breast. So the breast tissue would expand, and we call that gynecomastia, which is enlarged breast tissue. And this can occur when there is an imbalance of testosterone and estrogen in the body. And so you would want to get some hormonal studies done. Decrease in bone density, osteoporosis, this can affect bone density. Testosterone helps to produce bone strength. And so low testosterone in men, especially older men, may have lower volume and may be more susceptible to fractures. They may have changes in their mood. So low testosterone can experience mood changes, since testosterone influences many of the body's physical processes, and it can also influence mood and mental capacity. Memory, both testosterone levels and cognitive function are linked, so particularly memory declines with age. As a result, doctors have theorized that lower testosterone levels can be a contribution to that as well. In 2019, a study, testosterone supplementation improved memory in older men, and low testosterone through the effects may be small. Also, changes in the size of the testicles or penis. The body requires testosterone to develop these areas, so low testosterone can contribute to disproportionately smaller areas and other conditions as well. As well as a low testosterone could lead to a low blood count. So low testosterone may increase your risk for anemia in men. And so some people, men, may be affected that way. As we talked about the causes, you can get low testosterone from other issues such as testicular injuries, cancers or treatments, chemotherapy, radiation, stress, HIV or AIDS, alcohol use disorder. If you have kidney disease, cirrhosis of the liver, pituitary glands, autoimmune diseases, certain infections, obesity, metabolic syndrome, as well as using certain medications. And we would have to check your serum testosterone as well as some other hormones such as LH and blood prolactin levels in order to get a proper diagnosis. And then you would kind of go in cause, including some medical therapies. And so males can experience a gradual decrease in their testosterone as they get older, and the older you are, the more likely you will have low testosterone. There are a variety of factors that can cause low testosterone, so you do need to sit down with your doctor and kind of figure that out if you feel that is the problem, and you'd have to do the appropriate testing. So lots of different things in there, especially geared towards our men. The main thing is get your physicals, get your checkups, and men, start thinking about prevention when it comes to your health. Let's add a few more years onto your life, and may those years be comfortable for you. So I want to thank you for listening in tonight on The Doctor's In with me, Dr. Janotha Archer, and we'll be back next week for another interesting topic in all things health, wellness, and things that pertain to the Bahamian society. Good night, and see you next week. Bye-bye.
And in charge, so we need to